stand up and be on record, please do so.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, my name is Tim Reeder. I am a resident of Marshall, live at 1109 South Red Wing, have for a number of years, until just before Mr. Morgan changed our number from 1009 to 1109. That gives you an idea of the history behind this. I'm here tonight to urge extreme caution with regard to the enactment of an ordinance regarding the trash service, sanitation department. The way, and Mr. Kerman has been very gracious with his time, discussing this with me and answering questions. And quite frankly, we brainstormed a bit at the same time. The way this ordinance is written, it is a matter of all or nothing. It's all in. Once you make that decision, according to the ordinance, it's irreversible. Well, I suppose it could be, but with the clearing out of all of our mechanical infrastructure, the packers, the dumpsters, et cetera, we have nothing to use to provide the service after the enactment of this ordinance. And quite frankly, I don't feel comfortable running down a blind alley like this without a great deal more information and discussion. I know for a fact that amongst the council and the department heads, there's been a great deal of discussion about this, and this just didn't come out from the middle of nowhere. Mr. Kerman addressed that and said it's been under work for several months, and the contract was some 21 pages long. And although those precursors to the action would indicate that caution has been taken, I personally don't feel comfortable with the level of dialogue and or discussion and perhaps debate on this action. I think the people of Marshall, who actually own these trucks and dumpsters, et cetera, have a number of questions that have not been answered. We got a frequently asked questions perhaps in the newspaper, but the fact of the matter is that some of the issues involved here were not addressed there. And that it would include the fact that this is a one-way decision. There is no reverse. If this thing does not work a year down the road, if the services are not provided as in the contract, the contract is void. However, the ownership of the infrastructure, meaning our mechanical infrastructure of packers, and still the ownership has been transferred to another person. Now, Mr. Taylor will probably be able to address this, but again, in my history with the council, I have never known that property owned by the city of Marshall, which is offered to sale, or offered for sale, is not subject to a bidding process. I don't know. I'm sure he's much more adept at that than I. But I think there might be an ethical question involved there with transferring the ownership of city property to an individual without competitive bidding. Now, I don't want to bore you with a long history of this, but 25 years ago, I sat as the chair of the Municipal Services Committee with two or three other council members. And Danny, were you there the night we decided to close the landfill?
Yes, I was, Tim.
Yeah. Well, you talk about looking down the barrel of a cannon. We were in crisis mode at that time. We had a directive from the Department of Natural Resources to close our landfill or put up $3 or $4 million cash for a post-closure bond. We didn't have $3 or $4 million to put up for that cash post-closure bond. So we had appealed to them to perhaps allow us to put up another bond rather than cash to continue to operate our landfill. And we sat there at 9:30 at night on a Tuesday night waiting for a magic wand to touch our head, and it didn't happen. And we were faced, Danny, and you'll back me up on this, we were faced with probably the most critical decision that had ever been faced as far as sanitation and refuse disposal in the city of Marshall. And we decided, now, it wasn't, this was not totally uninspected. We had entertained programs from waste management, from a number of different professional waste management companies to come in and take over our waste management or waste disposal. And it was a little tough, but quite frankly, the feeling of the citizens of Marshall was that we don't want to lose this. This is not, when you start doing this, when you start turning over authority to other people for your city's services, that's a hard pill to swallow. It really is. And that night, we sat there and looked each other in the eye and said, no, that's not what we're going to, do. We're not going to sell us out. We're going to try to make this thing work. And we did. We did. It wasn't easy. It was ugly, quite frankly. But from that decision has grown the sanitation department, and it's expanded as we know it. With municipal utilities, huge contribution to the recycling program. We not only were we faced with closing a landfill, but we were also dictated to cut our waste stream by 40%. 40% of what, we didn't really know. We couldn't throw any tires, we couldn't throw any grass, we couldn't throw any leaves in the landfill, we couldn't put any appliances in the landfill. This all came due at the same time. So it was a multifaceted attack on our sanitation department. And the fact of the matter is that we didn't have any idea how the heck we were going to do all this stuff. But from that decision, that day, 25 years ago, we have the Senate, the municipal utilities recycling program, recycling of paper. I mean, it goes on and on. We've got a place to send our yard waste that is composted, and it's available after composting for anybody free. We can allow brush and limbs. Ice storm, we get special allowances from the Missouri Department of Revenue to accept all of that. Two, our facility, which is located at the former landfill area. Additionally, I mean, it goes on and on and on that this thing, and I would like to claim the credit for this thing blossoming the way it has. But the fact of the matter is that the sanitation department of the city of Marshall serves as a model for any city in the state of Missouri for a town our size. This enactment, the enactment of this ordinance, I'm not totally opposed to it. Perhaps we need to consider that. But the way this ordinance is written, as presented to you tonight, is a one-way street. It's irreversible. We can't back out of it if we make that decision. I would implore the council to table that ordinance at its first reading tonight until it can be fully answered from the people of the city of Marshall who have questions, and that each of you have a good solid base to make a decision. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'm Gary Morrow, non-resident. As an outside contractor of roll-off dumpsters, we're curious about what will happen with those. Will be there's probably 8 or 9 of us right now that provide services to the in this within the city of Marshall. Will we be able to continue to do so?
Sure, I'm happy to answer that. With regard to the roll-off services, there's no intention under this contract to put any of you all out of business or interfere with your business in any way. There's a specific exclusion in Section 2 that says that the exclusive aspects of this right to do the residential and commercial trash currently served is not applicable to these roll-off type containers. So there would be no instance where you would not be able to continue with your normal roll-off service.
Anyone else?
Wayne McReynolds, 25 East Rose Hill, formerly 7 Rose Hill. Same thing. I had a question on the paper recycling, whether who would pay for the paper recycling or whether it would still be done, or just how it would go. And also the dumpsters, would they be maintained by the city, or who would maintain the dumpsters that the trash is currently picked up in?
Thank you. With regard to the paper recycling, that will continue under the current arrangement. All the paper that's currently collected on those routes will be delivered to the facility here in town, and then that process will continue. We don't anticipate any changes to that successful recycling program. Now, your other question about the roll, the containers and maintenance of the containers, that will all be the responsibility of the contractor, of RTS, under this arrangement. If you have a privately owned dumpster, which there are some out there that are not part of the city inventory proper, those again would also be the responsibility of the contractor under this agreement.
Mike Harlow, I'm over on 405 Shamrock. As far as I know, that address didn't change, but it may have. But my question in regard to this is, what are we going to do with the employees? I mean, we're not talking about putting these people out on the street, are we?
No, I'm happy to address that. If you don't mind, I'm going to stand so everybody can see me. I appreciate you bringing up the question about the employees, and many of them are here this evening. The number one issue for me going into this as city administrator was that none of our current people could be hurt or displaced. So the current arrangement is that any employees that are currently working that want to stay in the department when it's reformulated as strictly a street department could do that. If they choose to stay on sanitation, we have a provision in our contract that requires RTS to offer them employment, and RTS is here to speak a little bit more about that. In most cases, it's more money than we currently pay per week. That option will be available. My goal here personally, and I think the goal of this council, was to enshrine the current employees. One of the things I've heard in the 6 months I've been here is that they feel like we have not put enough into the retention of our existing employees. This contract will allow us to reallocate the resources that are currently being focused almost exclusively to sanitation and put those resources into a proper street department, so that not only are we giving attention to things like potholes, curbs, sidewalks, things of that nature, but that the employees that are here can look forward to regular increases and feel that they have a livable and marketable wage moving forward. I very much appreciate the attention of the employees, because that's been an issue close to my heart in these negotiations.
I mean, and this is a good thing, but this is one of those things that a lot of times, you know, it's just a piece of paper. It doesn't come about.
It won't be a piece of paper for me, I can assure you. If one of our employees wants employment with RTS, they've got that option, and we have no intention of dismissing anybody under this code. We've got enough slots for everybody that we currently have.
But there's a big difference, well, there's a difference between working for the city and working for a private employer. I mean, that's two different things. I've been in both places, and, you know, it's not so much that one's better than the other, but I worry about the employees. I mean, they work their butts off out there, and I'd hate to see them just booted to the curb.
Yeah, under no circumstances am I going to let anybody fall through the cracks in that regard. I do appreciate this council. Thank you.
Oh, there is one other thing, though. It may have a little to do with that, but over here by the school on Eastwood, everybody Eastwood School, all that area along the old railroad tracks there, that is still a mess, and it's getting worse. Now I see that there are some commercial appliances piled up out there. That thing is, I mean, under our yard ordinance, if my yard looked like that, you'd be writing me up. Yet this has been going on for quite some time, and I mean, nothing has happened there. It's a mess, and when it all blooms out in the spring and summer, you can't see school kids coming out from through there. I mean, it needs to be cleaned up. Even though it belongs to the railroad or whoever, makes no difference. They've got to be subject to the same ordinance as I'm subject to. And like I say, if my yard looked like that, you'd all be over in my neighborhood looking at me. But we need to do something about that over there. I mean, this is going on long enough over there. I'm done.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I have a question or two. Carter Fox on 579 South Davis, Ward 4. I understand from the reading that the city will still be doing the mowing.
That's correct.
Okay. And that the rates aren't going to increase at this time. I was wanting to know if the city was going to collect administrative fees for doing the billing.
To clarify, the billing is actually performed by the staff at MMU, at the utilities, and they currently do that. And I have had discussions with the general manager about a fee in this case, because there are going to be some impact fees collected under the terms of this agreement, primarily to deal with the impact on streets of having trash truck run on streets. But we are talking about a fee. It's quite typical, for example, when a city contracts with the county to do their tax billing, to pay a small percentage fee for that service. So we're in discussions about that.
Fee will be reflected to us?
No change on the bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you collecting an administrative fee from RTS for doing the billing?
For doing
their billing, are you collecting?
The contract requires that RTS's base bid include percentage amounts over on commercial and residential.
And is this deal based on what our billing is now? Is this cash positive for the city? In other words, is it going to come out zero even, or is the city going to actually? Is RTS going to do it for less money than what the city is? Are you going to be cash positive?
Well, that's a great question. So the with regard to the contract, and I apologize, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. With regard to the contract and the base amount, the idea here is that any funds that come back on these impact administrative fees would feed primarily into the street department. So under the current arrangement, freezing the rates as they currently stand today, that would yield about $260,000 roughly a year. Now some of that will flow for the billing, subject to the negotiations that the general manager and I are having, and then a small portion of that may flow back to administration, but the bulk of that in my conversations with the city council would be that money would be directed into streets primarily to deal with the wage issue under a restructured department.
So my follow-up there been, I guess where I'm going with this is that on the end of it, I read that we had with the contractor about our trash service, we had a quality control issue or some kind of issue that we'd have to directly deal with them. That sounds like, so I guess what I'm saying is that you're collecting our money, you're holding their money, there's some money that's going to be cash positive to the city over it. I wonder why you're not going to be doing the customer service on this. I feel like it's unfair to the rest of us, especially when the thing gets started, that you know, we come home from work and our trash service isn't done correctly or whatever, that we're going to have to go to an outside source and try to deal with them instead of having you all that have the leverage, because you know, you're going to have my money, you're going to have their money, and I think if we're going to do that service, then you all
With regard to your question on the customer service aspect and that very scenario that you're talking about, coming home from work and finding that there's a problem and having to call RTS, the agreement requires that RTS has to respond to that within a certain period of time. In addition, they have to report that complaint directly to my office, which means that at least at the beginning and probably throughout the term of the contract, there will have to be regular communication between my office and the contractor on any complaints that come in. And that would extend all the way from minor injuries on the route to an address that was missed, to use your example. If for some reason you wish to contact my office, due to your trash service, you absolutely have that right. It's not uncommon now for people to contact either a councilman or the city administrator directly when they have an issue with trash. You certainly still have that right, and I would encourage it. The goal here is to pull the administration of the sanitation routes away from municipal services so they can focus on streets and let the contractor and the city administrator deal with the day-to-day.
But you understand my position that I'm lacking some leverage here if I do get into a dispute with them, because you have my money and you have their money. And, you know, I guess, for instance, just make, if they do miss the trash and we have a miscommunication and they do miss your address and you have two cans of trash out there, are they going to pick it up, or next week am I have to put four cans of trash out there and I'm going to end up getting charged for
the trash? Contract requires that be picked up within the 24 hours. Within 24 hours, including Saturdays and Sundays. So to the extent that I'll be enforcing that contract, that situation should be remedied within 24 hours. If it's not, then that triggers other remedies and provisions in the contract, and that'll really be my job as the representative of the city council, your representative, to enforce those provisions with the contractor. Thank you.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor of the city of Marshall, Missouri to execute an agreement between the city of Marshall and RTS Waste Services, LLC for the provision of solid waste collection services in the city of Marshall.
I make a motion we table this ordinance until at least the next council meeting.
That's
the reason being, some of Mr. Reeder's issues he has, along with some issues I've had today. I've been in contact also with our attorney and with Mr. Kerman. I'd like to see the contract changed a little bit, and I'd like to have this table till we have time to work on that a little bit more.
Can we have some discussion? I don't disagree with the gentleman before the vote. Bill, how many employees are you short now, both in sanitation? I'm trying to understand, making sure that as much information gets out to the public.
Roughly eight people right now.
Eight, so four and four, you think, roughly?
Yeah.
And, you know, certainly I think there could be an argument of, you know, I think we're paying 13, 14, you know, we bumped it up to 17, 18. Would that secure more long-term people to come over? I think it could be argued either way. I mean, unfortunately, the way our society is now, you know, ConAgra is offering $21 an hour, or Cargill is $20 an hour, plus a bonus start on. When you have people come, is it easier to hire them under streets or sanitation? And what do you think of focusing? Because I think, in my opinion, I think really the issue is, we have street people that have to pick up trash because we don't have trash or sanitation people, excuse me. So now our streets have potholes. Now we can't keep up with that. Now you and I went over this. There was an issue that I reported, and it took 10 months to fix it. Not because you guys forgot about it, so you were busy, right? You had so many other things to do, including picking up trash and sanitation, which is a requirement and priority one. What do you think? Would you like to focus just on streets? I mean, if you had the perfect world, do you have a thought? And I'd like to hear from Terry as well, see what he thinks.
I think a bump in pay would make it much easier to find more employees. Yeah. Getting that starting pay upwards of $15 to $17 an hour makes us much more competitive. I think it would be much easier. And some people don't like to work the streets as well as they do sanitation. It's two different types of people that both do a great job. It is a simple fact, it's easier to hire somebody to work sanitation than it is just because of the difference in skill set. Is it a harder job? It's both hard jobs, very much so. So, my personal opinion, I would like to keep things rolling just the way they are, get the pay up where we can be competitive and attract more people. I think we can serve our city the best that way.
Terry, do you have any comments?
It's not the same what Bill said, just mainly money situation.
you know, it's, that plays a big role. But, I mean, you can't get nobody to come in through the doors, so I don't know what to do. I mean,
right.
You rack your brain trying to figure out stuff to do, but I mean, that's all about money.
Not only that's a Marshall issue, the Marshall City Marshall issue is everywhere. It's at Cargill, in our community, in our state, in our nation, and we're all struggling
for that. But generations, but
you're going to.
Yeah. I mean, you can't get them to come in and work if they don't want to work.
What,
go ahead.
Can you tell us, when we say sanitation, that's pretty self-explanatory. But when we talk about streets, I know that side does a lot more than just streets. Can you kind of chime in on the other things that you do besides streets?
We do just about any job in town nobody else wants. Plain and simple. I've said that for years, and it does ring true. We do mowing, right-of-ways. We clean ditches. We keep the water flowing in our storm drains. We keep our storm drains and infrastructure maintained and working properly. We install new streets. We install new curbs. We repair curbs. We repair handicap ramps, sidewalks. We trim trees. We do sign changes and installations to keep the traffic flowing. We also maintain the stoplights to keep those working and functioning properly. And all this time, we still sweep our streets to keep the litter picked up. We run litter patrols that physically go out by hand and pick up litter. And of course, we patch potholes. We paint the street lines on the roads to keep traffic flowing. We paint the crosswalks. You know, these are just the highlights of what this right. department does.
Right.
And then we pick up trash.
I only had one comment. It's similar to what we talked about earlier. I ran school buses here for Marshall for 20 years. Craig's doing that now. And during those years, we had several attempts of private contractors wanting to come in and take over our busing system. You know, saying we'd always do it cheaper than you can. And when we started talking about all the extra trips and traveling that we did, they could not do it cheaper than what we could. But the big issue was the idea that we had several options with those companies. They would come in and buy virtually every one of our buses, and if we sold them, then we would not be able to get back. It just cost too much to buy 30 school buses to put back on a route. They would come in and we would still own the vehicles and they would run the vehicles for us. Which meant that if we didn't like the service, we could get rid of them, but we still had our buses and we could always take them back over. I don't know if that's an option or not. I mean, this is what you did with school buses, not how you do with compact trucks. So, you know, that issue of giving up all of the infrastructure that we have, it would be, it'd be a mess trying to replace it because you couldn't do it all at once. You'd have to do, you know, a few trucks at a time. It would take a while to build that back up, and then you wouldn't be doing as good a job as you were doing anyway. But on the other side, the financial aspect of this and helping the streets and everything else, you know, is an attractive part of the argument. It's not the only part of the argument, but it's an attractive part.
I'm sorry, I've used my time up, but in my discussions with people within the city, these are users of our services, I personally think that people would hold still for rate increase to maintain the services that this city provides as far as sanitation.
How many agree with that?
I've had a lot of comments the same way.
Good.
Was there anybody else considered here? RTS was the only consideration, or did you bid it out?
No. JD.
JD.
Hobby has a question about the bidding process. Were there others?
Were there other bids or? was RTS the only one?
Certainly. In this case, there was, initially, there were some quotes sought from some other companies, but early in this process, well, since I, about sometime in the last 5 months, it was determined to negotiate strictly with RTS for a number of reasons, which we're allowed to do under our code. And the reasons for those included the hiring of any displaced employees, the relative speed of which assumption of those duties could take place, the fact that they are a local company here in the county, and that we would obviously have an easier time of responsiveness than if we were dealing with a company out of Kansas City or somewhere. The ability to purchase the trucks and keep them in the community if that were to be built into the contract. So all of these factors kind of rose to the top and became issues that were critical to the negotiation, and therefore the decision was made early on to negotiate our best deal with RTS in conformance with our procurement code.
There's a motion and second.
I'm sorry. More questions, Mr. Darling?
Go ahead.
Well, just to be fair, David Kruger's here. You know, could you give us a little background on your company in other cities, our size, just a little bit? Again, I think the more information out there is important.
Well, I hear a lot of concerns about the service, the customer service. Right now, we're in Kirksville, Missouri, which is bigger than Marshall. We've been there almost 3 years. I would encourage anybody to call their code department who, in the city of Kirksville, they call us first. If they don't get satisfaction, they call the code department. I would encourage you to contact Kirksville, which I know members of the council and JD have already done. But you as citizens, if you're concerned about any of that stuff, that's what you should do. There's a lot of things I could tell you about us. We've been in the county 21 years. I bought this business from my brother-in-law. We had 400 customers. We now have well over 30,000 customers in over 30 cities in the state of Missouri. We have operations located in Slater, Missouri, and Brashear, Missouri, and we're continually expanding. Right now, other employees other than family members, we have 32 employees. Last week, I looked up before I came up here, our average gross pay for those employees was $979.40. That's including the people just starting. We start our throwers at $600 a week, all the way up to our drivers and mechanics that make $1,200 to $1,500 a week. So that just gives you an idea of what we pay. I feel like we can pay our employees better and do just as good a job. I know that the guys working here now are doing a great job. There's not any complaints that I've heard about the service that you guys give. I think we can do it more economically, and as everybody else here said, give the street department a chance to do their job. And we can handle the employees. I've got, between my different businesses, I have 48 employees right now. So if I don't hire a single person from the city, I can pull enough employees from my other businesses to run the city of Marshall.
Thank you. A direct question. I had a business owner contact me. They have additional pickups throughout the week. They have a busy week, you know, a commercial pickup. How would that be handled? Do they just call you and is there, you know, can they get extra pickup maybe this week, but maybe not again for another 3 weeks? And how does that happen?
That is something that's optional. They would have to contact the office to arrange the pickup. I'm not familiar with the schedule right now that the city has. And if we take over, we intend to keep the schedule identical to what it is now, so there's no problems for the citizens. I mean, we're doing everything we can to make this a seamless transition if the transition happens.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'd like to ask another question. I've had several people come to me about racial questions, about hiring, and how the people are treated that you hire. I'd like for you to tell me a little bit about, is there any disparities between people of color?
There are not.
Have you ever had anybody make any complaints, or do you have anything on paper that tells me that that's true?
I have not had anybody make any complaints. If you had somebody that made a complaint, I would like to know about it. Fair enough.
I guess the only thing I would say is the people I've talked to, whether they've come up to me or I've asked a question, almost 100% of them said they really didn't care who picked it up as long as the trash was picked up. Now, with that being said, what I'm hearing from the room is they want to pay more, right? Are they willing to pay more? And I think that's why I'm in favor of tabling it, so people can reach out to us and say, you know, are you okay with paying more each month to keep them in-house, if that's the direction or an option we decided to go? Because I'm not so sure that would be the same voting power in this room versus it is the rest of the city. But I am in favor of getting more information as well.
So how, Bill, how do we keep up on streets or play catch up on streets when that seems to be what always gets left behind because we're short, so then we have to take from streets to make up in sanitation?
We just need to fill the empty spots that we have and attract some new employees. If we get enough employees to do the job, we can handle both successfully.
But in the meantime, because it's not that you don't have people, it's the turnover, correct? I mean, there's been...
We have a lot of good long-term employees with us, but it's attracting newer people to come in and inspect.
Are we keeping track of the budget in terms of when we have employees that are working for the street department that get pulled over to the sanitation department? Are we keeping track of those movements of people so that we know that, hey, if I've got a guy working in the street department, we've got money budgeted in the street department, not for sanitation.
We account for every hour, every employee, every day. So we can track that down exactly.
I think we should be keeping track of that movement of money, because I'm concerned about how we've appropriated funds to make sure that we are appropriating funds as we're saying we are. Because if we have employees that are on the street department side, that should be coming out of sanitation funds.
Because they get a service fee for that.
Yes.
And not a tax.
Yes. So, and there's a tax that's feeding the streets. So I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing from a budgetary perspective. So I think that might be a conversation between you and Amy to figure out how to keep track of those funds.
Yeah.
Well, there's a motion and a second on the floor. Roll call, please. Wright?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Ahrens?
Yes.
Leon Thompson?
Yes.
Ashford?
Yes.
Guthrie?
Yes.
Craig Thompson?
Yes.
Brandt?
Yes.